Okay, starting page Samach Dalet. Perek Hey. Akum Sheshavas. A non-Jew that rests on Shabbos. Because of a Rambam, Ilchus Malachim, Perek Yud Alochates. The Rambam says the following. Akum Sheosik Batorah. If a non-Jew learns Torah, Chayv Misa. He's Chayv Misa. He should be killed. Okay, so first of all, it means Misa B'dei Shemaim. Misa in the hands of God, not from a Jewish court. All those Chayv Misas that he's talking about here, not every Chayv Misa, but these. Lo Yasuk Ela B'sheva Misa Shelahen Bilvad. He should only be engaged in learning about his seven mitzvahs that he has to do. That's it. Also, V'chein Akum Sheshavas, an Akum, a non-Jew who keeps Shabbos. Afilu b'yom mimos achol, even if it's not the seventh day of the week, but he picks a different day of the week as Shabbos. Let's say Wednesday is Shabbos. O asol atzmo kamo Shabbos, or he makes it for himself like a Shabbos. Chayev misa, he is chayev misa. Again, that is bidei shamayim. Vein tzarich lomar im asa moed laso, and it goes without saying if he makes his own holiday, a brand new holiday for himself. Klalo sheldavar. This is the general rule, says the Rambam. It's all the Rambam. Ein meinichin osan lechadesh das. We don't allow them to invent a new religion. Velasos mitzvahs laatzma midaiton. And to make mitzvahs from their own heads, making up mitzvahs. Ella, but it's the only choice a non-Jew has. O yia ger tzedek. He should either become a righteous convert. V'yikabul kol ha-mitzvahs, and accept all the mitzvahs. You want to be a Jew? Be a Jew. O yamed b'taraso, or keep his Torah that he has as a non-Jew. V'lo yosif lo yigara. And he shouldn't add and shouldn't detract from what his Torah of the seven mitzvahs are. Ad kan l'shoina, that's the end of the Rambam. So let's see what has to be analyzed here. V'nei misugya Sanhedrin daf nunches. From the Gemara in Sanhedrin nunches. Amar Reish Lakish, Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, an Akum that dies is Chayiv Misa. Shenamar, because it says in Parshas Noach, V'yom V'layla Lo Yishvusu, day and night they should not rest. That's part of the curse after the flood. Day and night they should not rest. V'omer Mar, and so he says, Ashora Shalahem Zui Misasam, the warning that they have, that is the reason for their death penalty. Amar Ravino Afilu Shein B'Shabbos. Ravino says even on a Monday. So what he's saying is he's bringing the source to this. The source is God says, you know, you can't stop resting, you guys, after what you did to bring the flood. Rest isn't good for the non-Jewish world. It's not a good thing. So that's one thing. Ubalacha Yud, and then in the 10th halacha the Rambam says. If a non-Jew wants to do another Jewish mitzvah in order to get a reward, whatever, he wants to shake a lulav on sukkahs. We don't stop him from doing it. Maybe ola, and he brings a korban ola. If he wants to bring a korban ola, we take it from him. Nosan tzedakah, give a tzedakah, makalmenu. We take it from him. I ain't shum look over there. Okay, so now we have to digest all these Rambams that we have over here. The Rambam explains this concept of day and night you shouldn't rest. It's not a halacha only regarding Shabbos. But the general rule that the Rambam is taking out of all this is ein meinichin osam l'chadesh das. We don't allow them to invent any type of religion. V'lasos mitzvahs l'asa midaitim, and to do mitzvahs by themselves that they make up. V'hainu the inyan shvisa nikra b'miyuchadas. And we see that the concept of resting on Shabbos is specifically called making up a religion. So what is that? You know, because that's the main problem. He's saying, you know, you can't keep Shabbos. So what is the? He seems to be calling that religion, the Inyan Shvisa. This whole concept of Shvisa, of resting, this is specifically called religion. So what is this? Umavor, and it can be explained as follows. She may niach tefillin. Let's say he puts on tefillin. V'loivish tzitzis v'kaveh a mezuzah and wears tzitzis and puts up a mezuzah, which is what a Jew does. Adayin lo asa das. He hasn't made a religion. That's not making, even though it's not for him to do, because really it's a Jewish thing and he's not a Jew, but it's still not considered making up a new religion. V'raki masa shvisa. But if he does shvisa, resting, harei ze chidush das. This is a new invention of religion. Umikan muvan. And now you can understand lama chilul Shabbos shakul kavod azar. Number one, you can understand why when a Jew desecrates Shabbos, it's like idol worship. V'chol mechal Shabbos harehu kagoy. And someone desecrates the Shabbos like a goy. Shekol ikar mitzius hados, because the whole real primary reality of our religion, hiel deshmir Shabbos, it comes out of keeping Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos is the religion, basically. That's what the Rambam is saying. Right, the Rambam keeps saying, you know, this is chidush das. This is making up a new religion. If he's going to rest on Shabbos, if he's going to take a different day off, right, while doing other things, it's not necessarily that. So now, tzarich bir tam adar. We have to understand this. Lama kol marechas mitzvos haTorah adayin ein kriyas das. Why aren't the other mitzvos haTorah called religion? V'rak shvisa b'Shabbos nikra das. But rather resting on Shabbos, that's called religion. Right, so that's what we got to understand. What, in other words, the whole Jewish religion is Shabbos. That's the mainstay. If you don't keep Shabbos, you're like a goy. What about the other misses? No, you're not like a goy. You're not like a goy. If you don't keep Shabbos, you're a goy. That's basically what he's saying. Right? It's as if you have idol worship. Right? And that's what the goy is not allowed to do either. The goy is not allowed to have Shabbos. So what's going on over here? So let's look on the next page. V'hamuvan b'zeh, the understanding of this is as follows. The ha'agdora ha'nechoyne shel das hi, the proper definition of das, of religion, is ha'akora shekoyach elyon aloki nimtza v'shelik b'soich ha'olam. The recognition that there is a supernal power, a godly power, a powerful force is found and it rules over this world. V'shemitzias himotzo, and the existence of his reality, God, mevatelus kol metzias acheres klil, nullifies any other reality. Shezeh moving anoch vaposhut shel elokus, because this is the simple meaning of elokus, godliness, which is godless va'otzma and sofim ad shekol batel kenegdo, unbelievable power without end till everything else is nullified before God. Now, that's the general understanding of God. Now, what's the big difference between the Jews and the non-Jews in this area? The non-Jews say that God is in the heaven, and that's where he is. And from the heaven, he exercises his powers. But a Jew says, Elohim v'shamayim v'aretz, Hashem is in the heaven and in the earth. And what's the difference between these two philosophies? Like this. Shem Elokim b'shamayim, if Hashem is in the heavens, harei Elokuso ein mechayev v'sos ikokach, his godliness is not necessarily so required of for me to be. Shesov sov, because at the end of the day, who b'shamayim, he's in the heavens, v'ani el eretz, and I'm the earth. Right, so, you know, there's a bit of separation between us. Of course he could send down lightning bolts from heaven. He's powerful. But I can still kind of exist without him, so to speak. Because the world still is its own world. There's no godly force in this earth that is nullifying the existence of the earth. So what does das mean? When we say das, when we say religion, who sheish mitzias alokis gamboris, as an existence of God, even in this earth. Umamel, therefore, kol olam, the whole world, al sidri ha-tevishwa, and all the natural orders of this world, mizbatel klapov, are nullified before him. V'zeh muvan ha-nochen shel das. This is the proper understanding of religion. Tia eza das shetia, whatever das it is. Okay, he's got to explain a little bit more. All right? But that's you'll see as he keeps on going. Umipnekach, and therefore, hayesoid vahahora shel kol das hu sheheyom shvisa. Therefore, every religion needs to have some kind of day of rest. Shezem mamish mara al mitzios hadas, because this really shows that there is a religion. There is a God of this religion. Darei etzem kima olam hu al yedei melechas oichel nefesh, because the main maintenance of the world is through the work that provides food and what the body needs. Shezem harisha usriya kima olam, that through plowing and planting the world exists. If you stop working on a designated day from work, Hamuvanu, the understanding is Shemachrizim al Yom shall al Yom shall. There's two shells over there. Al Yom shall bitl oilam, that you're making an announcement of the surrendering of the world. Right? We're not doing anything today. How could that be? How could you not do anything? You have to make your life happen. For Akim Yesh Das, only if there is religion, a shosi, then you rest, umachriz, and you call out, Sha'olam amalo, ba'emes, eino kaim be'mitzias, lumas aloka shalbari, that this whole world that's here truly doesn't exist against the existence of God. Shazam, moving on, nochen shal das. That's the proper understanding of religion. So that's why any religion would give a day off, because it's recognizing a much stronger power that exists that can take care of things. Right? That's the whole idea of taking, the whole idea of a day off. You know, originally, was to recognize that there's a God. That's the whole point. Taking a day off, even if you're taking off Sunday as a non-Jew, Friday as a Muslim, you know, to recognize that there is a God. Right? Nowadays, you know, so it's like the goyish understanding of this day off really is that we are God. Is that we are God, not that they recognize. You know, an atheist. So why would an atheist take a day off of work? Because we're God. People are God. That's all. You know. So we take the rest. Hine ro'ata. For example, you see somebody. Mishu yoshev al kisei noch biyom hashvisa v'sheisei kois tei. You see a guy is resting on his day off, and he's drinking a glass of tea. Tishalo, we ask him, ma karelcha? What happened to you? Eksa she'en chayosu hashkas sada. How is it you're not watering your field? So you know how hot it is outside. It's drying up the earth. By tomorrow, everything's going to dry up. You may not have a big loss. You may not have what to eat the whole year. He answers, "Ain't shum sada. There's no such thing as a field. Ain't shum olam. There's no such thing as a world. Yesh rak elokim. There's only God. If he wants, yichya, he'll have us live. Yafarnes, he'll see, and he'll sustain me. If he doesn't want, totally call a shadow, so all my efforts aren't going to help if he doesn't want me. Shrakhu anim tsa miti voilam, he's the only true reality in the world. Hainu, shashvisa hi ara al bitl kochuke atevel and mitzias alokis. So resting means it's teaching us upon the nullification of all the rules of nature in regard to the existence of God. Okay. Now, We gotta keep reading. He's not fully explaining himself yet. We gotta go on until we finish the main point. Then we'll have time for questions, I hope. V'amnam, truly, kasher adam meniach tefillin, a person puts on tefillin. V'tishalei, we ask him, mazet, what is this? What are you being on those black voodoo boxes for? Yamcha, he answers, zelahachter bekesher shel kayama emunas yotzalim l'sichli v'libi. You say it is to have penetrate this relationship of belief in a creator of the world into my intellect and into my heart. It's to drive this point home that there is a God, that I have a relationship with this God. V'chein tzitzis, putting on tzitzis, l'zachar eskisa kavod, reminds us of the throne of glory, right? Because the white and the blue, and then the blue reminds you of the sea and the sky and this throne of glory, as the Gemara says. So it reminds you that the God sits on the throne of glory. This helps towards perfection to a person who really knows the real God. And he's doing all the mitzvahs in order to do the will of God in the heavens. That's a good thing. That the heavens is an entire world unto itself, not less than the world below. And at the end, the flow of goodness comes from the heavens. Next page. You haven't yet shown that the whole world surrenders. Abul Kasher Adam, show us when you totally rest. Are you made Yosmers? Are you testifying more? That this world lacks any reality. That the only thing that really exists is God's power. V'zu anikras das. This is das. This is religion. Shimchayeves esa adam lihisnaig be'echus acheres b'chol masav. That forces a person to conduct himself with a different quality of life. U'mechayeves esa lisker lokus. And it forces him to remember God. V'lasos ritzon Hashem isperch. And to do the will of God. B'chol tzad v'tzad b'chaim in every step of life. Shabore nimtzakan v'enod milvaruk. Because the God is found here and there is nothing but him. So any religion has to have that day of recognition to recognize he is the power, he is the source, and therefore I'm going to do all the other mitzvahs that will help me stay connected with that source, and that's his will. So he's saying kachu bepashtus ma shekol yom shvisa maral bitlom. This is the simple understanding that any day of rest testifies and shows that there's a surrendering of the world. There's a nullification of the world. This could be for any religion. Amnam b'shvisas yom ha-shvi. But now when we talk about resting on the seventh day, as a Jew rests on the seventh day, Shabbos Kodesh, shuzecher l'shvisas ma'aseh bereishis, that this reminds us of the resting of the works of creation. Munach ha'emek ha'miti v'agdora nechona ma'apir shvisu bitul olam. In that rests the true depths and the proper definition of what it really means, the explanation of resting and the world surrendering. Shashvisa shalmasa bereshis, saying that the acts of creation have rested. He edus al chidush ha'olam yeshmaim. We come back to this over and over. It testifies to the creation of the world from nothing. Umiyachar v'ha'olam u'mechudash, and since the world is totally created, mele ein lo metzias klal u'mesvachatsho, it has no existence at all in respect when you think about the one who created it. U'kolam Yisrael el b'Hashem, and as we've been explaining in the whole book. Right? That, the aspect of Jewish Shabbos is shvisas, is chidush olam. Right? That there was no world, and it has zero reality. But if you don't have this fundamental point of the world coming into anew, Laman Emes, according to the truth, ain't bita Laman Asom, there's really no nullification of the essence of the world. Afilu klapi elokus, even against God. Because if you go with the non-Jewish way, Shima Olam Kadma Chasusom, if you believe that the world always existed, Kamon Hayotze Baruch Hu, just like the creator, the fashioner always existed, if you believe they existed side by side, it has its own eternal existence that has to exist just like God's. Why do I have to totally negate myself before him? Only if the world is totally new and totally removed from reality, comes out, his whole existence comes out of the power of God who gives it existence every moment. Then he's truly nullified before his reality. Then it makes sense to sanctify one unique day for the rest. Comes out of day of rest, and specifically Shabbos, who you sold lachomitzis. It's the fundamental of all the realities of religion. So, what he's saying is. Even Christianity believes that there's a God, and they rest for a day to show that there is a God, and this God is powerful in this and that and everything else, and that this world has to respect what this God does. But they never say that this world has no reality without God. They don't go that far. They say God could destroy the world if he wants. He could do a lot of things. He's powerful. But we also exist. This world also exists. Okay, we're not as strong as God, and he's stronger than this world. He can do all kinds of things. Right? But, you know, and we have to respect that. We have to respect the power that God has. That's how they keep Sunday or Friday. We keep Shabbos, we're saying, is more than respecting God's power. We understand we're nothing. Not, again, even they believe we can't contend with God because he's still stronger than us. We don't believe it's just he's stronger than us. We don't exist. Period. Right? That's the big difference. That's the big difference of a Jewish Shabbos. We don't exist. Right, so we really don't exist. We don't exist. You know, and any existence we have is totally his. The non-Jewish says, no, we exist even without him. Okay, now it's good we have him. He helps us. He has a lot for us. And if he'd be mad at us, he'd destroy us. So you got to respect that he has an unbelievable power. They respect the unbelievable power that God has. He could destroy a world. They believe he brought the flood. Sure they do. They believe he can, you know, bring terrible calamities. Sure they could believe that. But they still believe that we exist, even without him. Right? Which is a big, big difference. All right, let's just do two more paragraphs. Let's just do me a little more to just finish up the point. Then we'll take the questions and then we'll do the footnote. When we look into the realm of reality, of nature, of course there is a revelation of the existence of God and his power in this world when we look at this world. The heavens speak about the honor of God. But to learn that God created the world from nothing, that you don't see by looking at a sunrise, by looking at nature. That in terms of the reality of creating something from nothing, there's nothing in this world that is any kind of an analogy to that. Whatever you see in this world cannot reflect on this creation of something anew. That's beyond human intellect. So we can't see in this world. We cannot see in this world how God created the world out of nothing. We can't see it from this world. We got to go into the Chachma realm and way beyond to understand that. That's what Rama writes in Mor Nevuchim to the guy, to the confused. That if we look in this world, there's no clear-cut proof to a world being created from nothing. For Kosovo, he writes, Sharisto, that Aristotle, he was on the highest level that a human could understand with just his own intellect. Without prophecy, without Torah, he did as good a job as any human being could have done to figure out what God is. And he still didn't know that God created the world something from nothing. Right? You gotta have more than just good old-fashioned human intellect. Because the truth is, that even the smartest intellectual person can find no revelation of the God of the world being created. You just can't find it. Chiddush ha'olam hu reishis haTorah. The creation of the world from nothing, that is the beginning of Torah. Marech siv bereishis, the whole parsha of bereishis. Shayil chol haschol of reishis, that's the real beginning. The non-Jew can never get it. You just can't get the idea. You can understand that there's a God. You can understand there's a powerful world, but how could there have been nothing? How could there have been created something from nothing? It's just the scientists won't allow this. They won't allow this, and they'd rather believe bigger mishigasim that at least their intellects could understand. They say it was just there, so that they understand. But to bring something from nothing, that they can't understand, right? V'lachein, therefore. We still have to get to why the goy can't keep Shabbos. V'lachein akum she'elam Torah, a non-Jew that doesn't have Torah and doesn't have this superior ability to know something that's beyond human logic. Einam shayachem l'chol sod achidush. They have no relationship to this fundamental secret of the world came from nothing. She'atorah hi me'al ha'teva. Since Torah is beyond nature, ve'ma'as b'toch ha'teva, and the non-Jew is within nature, they can't relate to this. So that's why we tell the goyim, don't make any religion. Just don't ever stop working. Never make a nullification in the reality of this world. Because whatever you're going to come to, you're not getting it correctly. Because only a Jew lives beyond nature. This is the surrendering and nullification of nature by the power of the fundamental principle of the world coming from nothing. Their whole relationship is within the world. So they should never negate it. Because it wasn't given to them the above from nature. Comes out. Since the whole fundamental principle of Shabbos is to show that the world came from a new haim, they have no connection to that idea. Only the Jews who have received the Torah are beyond nature, those are the ones who keep the Shabbos. In other words, this is probably one of the most unclear pieces he's written. Usually he's much clearer than here. So, but what he's saying is a non-Jew keeping Shabbos will totally adulterate the understanding of Shabbos. Will adulterate the understanding of true God. Of what true God is, he's adulterating it because he's never going to get it. He's never going to get it. So don't ever take a day off, because when you're going to take that day off, that means you're going to say there's a superior power, but you have no idea what this superior power is, and whatever you're going to say about it is going to be a lie. It's going to be wrong. It's going to be a lie. It's going to be wrong. What? Right, so that's not Chozer B'Tshuva, a convert, you're saying.
So a convert,
you know, does an unbelievable thing. Right? That's why it's like, every convert's like Avram. Avram was able to do something that's unbelievable. That's not a regular goy. That's not a regular goy. Right? So it's like they're making up a new das. In other words, better don't have any religion. Better don't have any religion than make up the wrong religion. Better for a non-Jew. Just do the seven things that God says and finished. You know. Keep God in the heavens and don't even bring him down here. Because once you guys bring him down, you distort the whole idea. Okay, we got to listen to God. Finished. Right? But the world goes on without God and all these things and wonderful. We don't stop. Don't make a day of rest. Because you make a day of rest, you're adulterating the deepest concepts of what God is. You're saying that there's a very powerful God and he controls everything and this and that and everything else, but the most important thing you're leaving out. The most important thing you're leaving out of Chiddush HaOlam. So better, don't have a day off. Just keep working. And it's more than that. I mean, you have to go more than this. Is if you believe there's a God, but you can exist without that God, then what you can do is whatever you really want. Right? You can do whatever you really want. So guess what? When a person has a whole day to do nothing, you can do whatever you really want, that's bad news. If you're not, just work, 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 work. You come home exhausted every day, you can't get into any trouble. You know, work 7 days a week, just take care of yourself, you know, and you won't get in any trouble. That's what Pirkei Avos says, Batol Meved Lidei Shimum, that when you don't work, it brings you to come to all kinds of lewd, immoral thoughts and activities. Right? More time off, the more time to get into trouble. Right? And if you have a concept like the Jew has of Shabbos, that the whole point of Shabbos is to surrender totally before Hashem, and that I have no existence beside Hashem, and it cultivates my emuna, and I know exactly what I'm doing on Shabbos, that's an unbelievable thing. But the non-Jew is never going to come to this when he takes his day off. He just comes to an incorrect understanding of what God is. Right? So that's not good. Is a Jew sinning if he takes 2 days off? If he would keep 2 days of Shabbos mamish, that wouldn't be a good thing. The mitzvah is you have to work on 6 days. It's not just keeping the seventh. Sheishes yomim tasim lachtecha v'yoyim hashvi lelkecha. 6 days of the week you must work. And the seventh day you rest. Doesn't mean you have to go to work, per se, at your office. But it means you have to be Mechallel Shabbos on Sunday. And that's fine. Just go in a car and drive. Once I go in a car and drive on Sunday, that's fine. You know, I turn on the oven. So I'm working. I'm doing halachic work. Right? And hopefully you're spending that time learning a lot of Torah because you don't have to go to the office. Right. Again, remember, what do we say about Shabbos? Shabbos, the way we keep Shabbos, is totally surrendering before God. I'm showing I have no existence before God. None. I don't exist. I don't do anything. right? That's very good to do that, because that comes out of the power of the seventh day. And that's a very good thing. That's a very good thing. And but then I got to work the other 6 days.
It's right? Not really work anything. It's just like driving.
It doesn't matter. You still are creative. You're doing creative acts. And you're doing things that show your control. Even driving in a car shows you have a lot of control. I get from one place to the other very quickly because of what I did. That shows control. It shows control. You know, so it really goes a little bit more than this. So just as bad as it is for a non-Jew to keep our Shabbos, you know, it could almost be as bad as a Jew who technically keeps the Shabbos, but doesn't really keep the Shabbos. It's also not so good. I'm not going to say it's chayv misa chas v'shalom, but it's not so good. If a Jew just, you know, doesn't do anything spiritual the whole Shabbos, and what's he doing? He's reading things he shouldn't be reading. He's talking to people he shouldn't be talking to. You know, and you get yourself into, you set up all the trouble that you're going to get into for the rest of the week if you don't get in trouble on Shabbos itself. Right? So it's got to be filled with this total emunah in what it means that Hashem created the world from nothing. And you have to be totally overwhelmed by that feeling the entire Shabbos. That's the whole point. And a non-Jew who doesn't do that, right? So he's creating this God concept that's totally not correct. That's totally not correct. And you're not allowed to do that because that's like idol worship. If you're saying that you could exist at the same time as God's existing, that's a form of idol worship. So that's a very negative thing. So better don't take a day off in terms of designating it for God. So this is like really serious. Really serious. That's why there's serious issues with Christianity. Serious issues with Christianity. Because what they're doing is they are taking a day off for their God, which is not our God. Which is not our God. And therefore there's all kinds of shilas. You know, that's the big shilas. Big shilas. You know, if you know, if the Christians that understanding of God therefore takes away from one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach of believing in God, of not believing in idols. So it's a big problem. It's a big problem, Christianity. So that's what the Rambam explains. So now with this, now if we look below the line, oh, beautiful Be'er HaTefillah now. Beautiful Be'er HaTefillah. Yeah.
In what level we have a decision here in the world? We can't just hang on God and don't do anything, because we are also like in quotation like God. We also have to do things in order that God will help us. So hanging with God and saying, "Hey, God is, if you want, you will do. If he doesn't want, you want to." It has a limit, I think.
It has a limit. So the limit is you only do that one day a week and not seven. Yeah, on Sunday through Friday, you water your garden. You plow your field.
So
there is a limit. But on Shabbos, you don't.
So on Shabbat, the purpose of the Shabbat is
to totally recognize that whatever you're doing from Sunday to Friday without God would be meaningless. And anything you're doing from Sunday to Friday is only because God's letting you do it. And don't you ever forget that. And therefore, if there's a shaila, you know, in halacha, of how to deal with your field from Sunday to Friday, you consult the Torah, because you're going to only do it the way God lets you to do it. And you can't work in a way that God doesn't let you do it.
I know, for example, in farm, a religious farm, even the cow, you're allowed to do some automatic mechanical things, so it will work.
That's different. What you allow a cow, your only reason you're allowed to milk a cow on Shabbos is not to drink the milk, just to take the pain away from the cow. But no, they're not using that milk. They're not allowed to use that milk. You have to throw it out. We're not allowed to let a cow be in pain. You milk it 6 days, you don't milk it on the seventh day, it's going to explode. right? So therefore we milk it in a way that the milk is wasted. And then that's not a creative act.
What do you mean by wasted? They use the milk.
Yeah. Not the milk that they milk on Shabbos. On Shabbos?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. But is it, are people drinking it? I don't know about that. They may milk it. I don't think so. Okay, it's just a detail, and we're just getting off topic here.
But even if the milk, if we're irrigating automatic system for Shabbat and not trusting God that everything will be done by God, so you're still taking control. I don't know.
Listen, so there are talking some poskim who say you can't do those things. There's some poskim who say you shouldn't be watering your lawn on Shabbos. If you have an automatic system that's watering the lawn, it shouldn't be going on Shabbos.
Right. Mahon Lev in Israel, which is very religious, they're teaching how to operate things in technologically.
I understand. So there's the letter of the law, and then there's the spirit of the law. There's the letter of the law, and then there's the spirit of the law. You can technically get around a lot of things with the letter of the law. The question is it with the spirit of the law? That's the problem. Okay, now, obviously they're afraid if we don't help people, you know, get around the letter of the law, they won't keep anything. You know, I'm sure a lot of these things they're doing is because they know if they don't come up with these technological things, people will overtly desecrate the Shabbos. It's probably better than desecrating the Shabbos overtly. Okay. Those are questions, but certainly on our level, to understand simply, we totally surrender on Shabbos, and that's it. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze this in now. Below the line, beautiful ha'ara. The nusach tefillas yom Shabbos. When we look at the prayer for Shabbos, Shabbos morning, there's three things we say in the middle bracha. V'lo nesata Hashem elokeinu l'gei haratzos. Hashem did not give the Shabbos to the non-Jews of the world. V'lo hinchalta malkeinu l'avdei pesilim. Elilim, and Hashem did not give it as an inheritance. Our king did not give it as an inheritance to the ones who worship idols. V'gam inuchaso, and also in its rest, lo yishkan elilim, those who aren't circumcised can't dwell in its rest. Three clauses are used in that Shacharis Shmon Esrei. Hashem didn't give the Shabbos to the non-Jews. He didn't give it as an inheritance to them, and they can't rest in its rest. Well, he's just saying the same thing three times. Muskar and Kanishloshinyanim, three things are explained. V'nir Hashem Kenege, they go again, they're opposed, the three concepts of Vayechulu, Vayechal, and Vayishbos. Shem Shloshi Yisodas HaShabbos. There are three fundamental points of Shabbos. Kavishis Barba Hashem Barakim Lel, as we've already explained. Univar Shloshinyanim Elo Hapoki Amufkoim Megoyim Alpi Amavurisham. Now we're going to explain the three aspects that are removed from the Goyim. So let's go. Vayechulu. First it says Vayechulu. What do we know by Vayechulu already? Vayechulu tells us Etzem Avsaka Shalmasa Bereshis Mara Alchidush. The actual stopping of creation shows, as we've already explained, that there was a world created something from nothing. Yemi Shichich, whoever created it. But Shal Kopanim Mizesh Nifsak Seir Tzirus Ha'olam Muchashesh Olam Mechadish. The fact that the world was stopped in the creative process means that the world was created. Ulazelmer, to that point, we say, Shalonasam Hashem Yisbarach Es Yediyas HaEmes Hazul L'Goy HaRatzos. God has not given this true understanding to the nations of the world. To the Goyim of the world, the Oretz. V'amer Dafka HaRatzos, and says specifically the word HaRatzos, the lands. Why? Hayinu Shem Dvukim L'Oretz P'soch HaTeva, because the non-Jews are cleaving to the earth within nature. And they don't understand anything beyond nature. So therefore they have no understanding of the concept of Shabbos. That's step one. They're so earthly, they can't understand that a world can be created something from nothing. So that's the first part. Hashem did not give this superior intellect to the goyim who are lowly, who are low on the earth, who don't have the supreme intellect to understand that this world could have come from nothing. That's step one. Then Vayachal Elokim, the next part of the Kiddush, God stopped. Haino means Kivan she's baral yidei shvisas hashav shabehechach hu sheyesh l'olam achodesh. Once we explain from the first point, by resting on the Shabbos, there has to be a world came into a new. Umizem achadesh, and who was the one who made it? New Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Nimtzal came, therefore comes out. Reishis, the beginning is Shuyis Baruch Bligvul. We start with Hashem that has no end. Right? Shenis, right? Shein Od Melvado, there's no other existence but his. Ushlishis, and the third point is Shumelech Oilem Bapoil. He's the king of the world in this world actively. So Titachan Shum Pu'ula Kitana Ogedola Shalote Kirtzono. That there can be no any activity, small or big, without his will. Because if not so, if you can do something without his will, where did your reality come from? Since the whole essence of your reality is God's will. As we explained over there. So all of what is negated. Right? So that's the next thing. Right? God is the one totally in charge. There can be nothing else but God, since he's the one who created it. So this is the second clause. God did not, our king, he's called the king now, not Hashem Elokeinu, but the king, did not bequeath it to the ones who worship idols. Since they don't have the fundamental understanding of creating the world from anew, Hashem isn't their king, Elokeinu, he's only our king. The Shabbos is not their inheritance. El Nachlasenu, it's our inheritance. Rather, Elohim of the Psilim Elim, what do? They serve idols. Hamarim al kochas tivim shonim umishunim, that show different forces that exist. They believe there's a powerful force, but not the total reality. Avodas alochus en lon klal, but the religion of God, they don't have it all. Shirak el machadish olam yisachas amuska lokus b'muvan anochan. Only if you can believe that a God creates something from anew, because you have the proper understanding. Okay, we only did two out of the three. We'll have to finish up the third one tomorrow. I don't want to keep you guys behind. Okay. And then we're going to move into the love of, to the covenant. The covenant of love comes next.